The United States has formally now launched a probe into China's alleged theft of intellectual property, despite Beijing's warning that the move could impair trade ties between the two nations. In a statement, the U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer stressed the decision was made after consolidation with stakeholders and government agencies. This after U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order last week to investigate whether China's actions were harming the intellectual property of American companies. Beijing, however, issued a stern warning against Washington, saying any U.S. trade protectionism would harm bilateral trade ties. China also stressed that it'll take necessary measures to, quote, vigorously defend lawful rights and interests of the country. And now joining us is Mr. Jason Unruhe, political commentator and analyst, joining us out of Ontario. Hello, sir, and thanks for joining us back on the program. And now your thoughts. I mean, we've seen Trump go back and forth with Xi Jinping over we're friends, we're not friends, China's good, China's bad. Your thoughts on this latest spat?
I think it's very much a stock and trade of the flip-flop nature of the Trump administration. He says something, and then later he changes his mind, maybe too harsh, maybe not harsh enough. But he has been very flip-flop on China in general. Previously, he said he was going to label them a currency manipulator. He said he was going to do take all kinds of this action, that action, trade on them, and then never did. However, this accusation that China stole secrets is nothing new. I mean, we've been hearing this for a few decades now. This is a usual accusation that we hear about them from the United States. I think this is far more politically motivated than simply the idea of someone having stolen ideas, whether or not that actually did happen. I tend to believe that both sides do steal technology from each other. Industrial and corporate espionage is a very, very large business. I can't say whether or not China actually did steal any technology because they've not made any information public. But I do believe that this is much more highly politically motivated. As you'll recall recently, the DPRK, the U.S. believes that using China to rein in the DPRK, and said that if they didn't do so, that they would engage in some kind of trade tariffs or some kind of trade pressure on China. Because the U.S. is very limited in what it can do, all it can do is sanctions and threaten military action. But a good deal of the DPRK's economy is tied to China. Thus, it is up to China to carry out any kind of damage to the DPRK. And this is just one of those things where they're trying to put pressure on China to carry out those interests, whether these accusations are real or not. And this is all just another political manipulation that threatens a much larger trade war, simply because the United States and U.S. imperialism in general must have what it wants at any cost, even if it could possibly spark another international trade war.
And can the U.S. really afford to? It's reeling back from the 2008-2009 crash. You know, it's barely getting back on its feet. I mean, on paper at least, and a lot of Americans saying not much has really gotten that much better. But anyway, to, you know, cut through all of this, can the U.S. really afford right now to go to war, a trade war, with its number one trading partner?
Absolutely not. The United States could not afford to do this, and China could not afford to do it as well. The two countries are very heavily tied to each other. China must export to the United States to keep up its business, and the U.S. must import from China in order to keep up its rate of profit, the commodity consumption that takes place in the country. There's no serious degree that any trade war could be carried out that would be beneficial to the United States. They simply can't afford it. China is not only the workshop of the world, but a major workshop for the United States. Any kind of restriction of trade would have massive effects right through the entire economy. It would affect just about every single commodity that is purchased in the country, either directly or indirectly. It seems very unlikely that the United States could afford a trade war with someone as large as China.
Thank you for once again joining us, Mr. Jason Unruhe out of Ontario, political commentator and analyst.